AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The first public hearing on the nuclear agreement reached with Iran is set for later today. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports Senate Republicans will be asking about separate agreements Iran made with the IAEA.
The administration acknowledges Iran struck a pair of side deals with the International Atomic Energy Agency, but says specifics won't be revealed, though it is satisfied with the agreements and will brief Congress. That doesn't sit well with Republicans. Speaker John Boehner, Majority Leader McConnell, and others wrote a letter to the administration saying the inability to see the documents leaves Congress blind on critical information regarding Iran's potential path to being a nuclear power.
Republicans are trying to rally a veto-proof majority against the deal. It's unclear how many Democrats oppose it. We're learning more about what happened when a gunman entered a military facility in Chattanooga last week. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
When the shooting first started, the commanding general of the 4th Marine Division says Marines inside the building went from room to room, escorting their colleagues to safety. Then some rushed back into the fight. In the motor pool area where 4 Marines were killed, 2 Marines attempted to provide cover while their comrades tried to escape over the fence.
Authorities also say at least one service member shot at the gunman. Greek lawmakers have approved new creditor-demanded reforms and cleared the way for bailout talks. New Democracy Party MP Sophia Vultepsi says the reforms aren't pleasant but necessary.
What we want is Greece to remain in Europe and Euro. So we do the best for what? For this. You understand? For how long? We don't care. We're going to support this.
The reforms were the final step for Greece to start negotiations with creditors on a third bailout worth around 85 billion euro. This is AP Radio News. A fast-moving wildfire in Glacier National Park has burned through more than 6 square miles. Glacier National Park spokeswoman Denise German says the fire has forced some park closures and evacuations.
Conditions here are dry, very windy, very warm. And we're seeing some extreme fire behavior.
On Tuesday, the blaze forced park visitors to abandon their vehicles along a popular route. A Russian space capsule carrying 3 astronauts has docked smoothly at the International Space Station.
From everyone here in Houston, including your friends and family watching in MCC, we just want to add our congratulations and say welcome aboard to you guys. It's great to see all of you on board.
The rocket lifted off from a Russian manned launch facility in Kazakhstan about 6 hours earlier. The launch was postponed by about 2 months after the April failure of an unmanned Russian ship. The new astronauts are Russian, American, and Japanese. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.